sadhana. The consumption of a spoonful of clarified butter, ghee in India, on a daily basis a few minutes before a meal does wonders for your digestive system. If you consume clarified butter with sugar, as in sweets, it is digested and turns into fat. But clarified butter without sugar can cleanse, heal, and lubricate the alimentary canal. Additionally, the cleansing of the colon will immediately manifest as a certain glow and aliveness in your skin. Even those who prefer not to consume dairy products could experiment with this because clarified butter passes through the system largely without getting digested. Evolutionary code. If you must eat non-vegetarian food, the best would be fish. Firstly, it is easily digestible with very high nutritional values. Secondly, it leaves the least amount of its imprint upon you. What is meant by this? Our bodies, all that we eat, excrete, and what eventually gets cremated or buried is just earth. The software within your system determines that if you eat a fruit, it is transformed into the human body and not into a monkey or a mouse. The efficiency of your system obliterates the other software that transformed soil into a fruit and arrives at a new software that will make a fruit into a human form. So more evolved creatures, particularly mammals, their software is more distinct and individualized. This makes it harder for your code-breaking system to erase the software of the creature that you consume and to overwrite it with a new software. Among the animals, fish, being one of the earliest forms of life upon this planet, have the easiest software code for our system to break and integrate into our cells. Animals that have more intelligence, particularly those that are capable of a variety of emotions such as cows or dogs, will retain their own memory systems. In other words, we are incapable of completely integrating more evolved, intelligent and emotionally endowed creatures into our systems. In earlier times, in communities that were more in tune with the earth, people could hunt and eat animals and work out the consequences through enormous amounts of physical activity. But given the largely sedentary lives people lead nowadays, the acidity produced by such a diet could contribute greatly to the unexplained levels of stress that are being widely experienced today. Additionally, large animals, particularly cows, are aware of their impending slaughter well before it happens. Consequently, they experience high stress levels which generate tremendous amounts of acidic content in their systems. This in turn has its own adverse impact on those who later consume the meat. Gastronomic sense. If you observe the natural cycle of the body, you will find there is something called a mandala. A mandala is a cycle of 40 to 48 days that the human system goes through. In every cycle, there will be 3 days on which your body does not need food. If you are conscious of how your body functions, you will become aware that on a particular day the body does not require food. Without effort, you can go without food on that day. Even dogs and cats have this awareness. On a particular day, they often choose not to eat. The day the system says no food is a clean-up day. Since most people are not aware of which day their body should go without food, the day of Ekadashi was fixed in the Indian calendar. Ekadashi is the 11th day of the lunar segment and recurs every 14 days. It is traditionally regarded as the day to fast. If some people are unable to go without food because their activity levels demand it, or if they do not have the appropriate spiritual practice to support it, they can opt to go on a fruit diet. If you force yourself to fast without preparing your body and mind sufficiently, you will only cause damage to your health. But if your body, mind, and energy are properly prepared with the necessary practices, then fasting can be of much benefit to you. People who are constantly on nicotine and caffeine will find fasting can become very difficult. So before fasting, prepare the body by consuming the right kind of nourishment, particularly high water content foods like fruits and vegetables. It may not be a good thing for everybody to fast, but it has many benefits if it is done with proper understanding. The entire aim and endeavor of yoga is to open up the cocoon of the physical body to the larger sensory body where you experience everything as a part of you. Fasting is an extension of this logic. It is a way of nourishing yourself without any active ingestion. It may be done as a detoxification process nowadays, but this is an internal rationale. This is why every spiritual tradition in the world has fixed a certain period of fasting for its adherents. In the yogic tradition, fasting period was fixed according to the lunar cycle. This is because your ability to assimilate energy from water, air, and sunlight is greater on certain days of the lunar cycle. In some religions, the fasting period was fixed in peak summer when the consumption of water and sun by the human system would naturally be high. My great-grandmother, a wonderful old woman, often considered eccentric by those who didn't know any better, would frequently give away her food to ants and sparrows. Tears of bliss would be streaming down her face as she did this. People around her kept saying, "Why don't you eat, you old woman?" She'd simply reply, "I am full." But all those self-appointed advisers died a long time before she did. She lived on and died at the incredible age of 113. My mother used to do this as well. Every day before she ate her breakfast, she would take one handful of it and go looking for ants to feed. Only then would she eat. This has been a tradition among the women folk in many families. An ant is the smallest living entity you can see around you and most inconsequential organism you can think of. So for that very reason, you feed it first. You make an offering, not to the gods or to other celestial creatures, but to the smallest creature you know. This planet belongs as much to them as it belongs to you. You understand that every creature on this planet has the same right to live as you have. This awareness can help create a conducive atmosphere, mentally and physically, for the consciousness to grow. Just a simple act like this loosens you from your identification with the physical body. As you become less of a body, your awareness of the other dimensions of who you are naturally becomes enhanced. When you are very hungry, all your body wants to do is eat. Just wait for 2 minutes. You will find that it will make a big difference. When you're very hungry, you are the body. Give it a little space and suddenly you are not just a body. Gautama, the Buddha, went to the extent of saying, "When you are badly in need of food, if you give away your food to somebody else, you will become stronger." I am not going that far with you. I am only saying just wait a few minutes. It will definitely leave you stronger. If you are very compulsive about food, it is good to miss one meal consciously. Try doing this on a day when you are particularly hungry and some of your favorite dishes are being cooked. Try skipping a meal. This is not to torture yourself. This is just to become free from the torture chamber that your body can very easily become. What kind of food you eat, how much you eat, how you eat, turning it from a compulsive pattern into a conscious process, this is the essence of fasting. Sadhana. Just experiment. Start with 25% natural, uncooked or live food, fruit or vegetables, today, and slowly push it up to 100% in about 4 to 5 days. Stay there for a day or two, and again, cut it down by 10% in another 5 days. You will reach 50% raw food, 50% cooked food. This is ideal for most people who wish to be active for 16 to 18 hours a day. Remember, if you eat cooked food, it may take you 15 minutes to eat a meal. If you eat raw food, you take a little more time to eat the same quantum of food because you have to chew a little more. But the nature of the body is such that after 15 minutes, the body will tell you that your meal is over. So people tend to eat much less and lose weight. All it takes is being a little more conscious of how much you are eating.